This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. It is Distracted Driving Awareness Week in Illinois, so I thought we'd take a few minutes to talk with Illinois State Police Safety Education Officer for District 7, Trooper Jason Wilson, who is part of the force that is looking for distracted drivers en masse this week and beyond, I'm sure. Trooper Wilson, thanks for your time.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
First question first, explain to me for folks who may not know what how you define distracted driving in this case.
Well, with Illinois, there's a few laws that actually will address distracted driving, and those have to involve electronic communications. So no one is allowed to text on their phone or manipulate their phone without only using the one button touch, which means that if you need to make a call or answer a call, it has to be a one button touch. You can't just sit there and scroll through the phone and or manipulate it by pushing multiple buttons. So that would actually be part of the texting law. The other law would be the hands-free law, so you can't have the phone up to your ear. And contrary to what many believe, they think if they've got it on speaker, they can hold the phone a few inches from their face, and since it's not at their ear, that counts as hands-free, and that is not the case. So those are the two laws that we're focused on primarily when it comes to the distracted driving. But a distracted driver could be anything from a passenger in the vehicle to looking somewhere for an object within the vehicle, just looking at the radio, not anything that takes your attention away from the roadway, which is really the only thing the driver is supposed to do, is focus on the roadway to be able to react to anything in front of them.
Well, you shouldn't be messing with the radio anyway. It should always be on WGIL. But that's another discussion for another day.
Good point.
Thank you. But I've heard of some people, especially with you mentioned about using the speakerphone with the phone close to your mouth. I know someone who was pulled over for just that very thing the other day. Are there misconceptions or is there confusion about what is and isn't allowed under the law, do you think?
It seems to be fairly clear. Most people do understand. A lot of times when we actually pull somebody over, the first thing that's happened is we've observed them with the phone in their hand, manipulating it in some way, until they see us and then immediately drop it. So that's the first clue that most people do understand what the law is and what they're not supposed to do. But then a lot of times they're just surprised that they're actually getting pulled over because it's become such a part of our society that everybody just assumes that even though it's a law, it's still okay to do. Unfortunately, what we're seeing is that the National Safety Council is predicting by the end of this year that distracted driving fatalities are actually going to overtake DUI fatalities. That should be a shocking statistic for anybody to listen to, simply because we've just made it so acceptable to drive while we're distracted, yet we look down as a society on people who are under the influence. Well, all of us that are deciding to drive distracted are now going to be the leading cause of one of the leading causes of fatalities on the roadways here real soon. So we need to start kind of looking at that and looking at ourselves and what we need to do to protect everybody else on the roadway and our own families.
I think you answered my next question, which was going to be which is a bigger problem, distracted driving or other sort of traffic-related offenses. But you're saying distracted driving has become that serious.
Well, and with one of the best indicators for police officers is looking at the crashes we're responding to now. We're responding to single vehicle rollover crashes into a field on a Tuesday afternoon where it's a nice, sunny, no clouds in the sky, no reason whatsoever for that crash to have taken place. And there's really very few variables that could possibly be explained as to what happened or the cause of that crash. And number one on that list is somebody who is looking down at their phone and then they cross over onto the shoulder. They bring the wheel back real fast, which means they're going to overcorrect, lose control, and then we're going to a crash scene. So we're seeing this happen on a more regular basis, and we really just need to get the word out there that you might be able to text and drive multiple times, but all it takes is that one time for you to cross the center line where usually there's nobody there, and all of a sudden there's somebody there on this day to cause what would normally be a regular drive to work, home, grocery store, to turn into a fatal crash.
District 7, for folks who don't know, covers, I believe, Knox, Rock Island, and Henry counties and that part of the area?
And Mercer County, yes.
Yeah, okay. And how often does it occur, do you know, in this area where we have crashes related to distracted driving? Do you have numbers on that even?
I don't have numbers off the top of my head, but I can just issue this challenge. Anybody driving down the roadway right now, look at the vehicles that are coming, that are oncoming. Out of the 10 vehicles, just count how many of them have their heads down and their eyes looking in their lap versus looking at you and your family as you're approaching them going 55 to 60 miles an hour.
Are you able to tell for sure when a crash has occurred that it is indeed due to distracted driving? Is there something about the phone or whatever that you're able to tell, other than, you know, let's say it's a nice day and there's no other reason that this car crash has occurred?
It will depend. If a full investigation is warranted, then yes, they can actually track down a lot of the activity that's happening with the phones. So what would normally happen for that is if there's a crash that involved fatalities, then there's going to be not only the state police showing up to handle the crash, but they're also going to call out the traffic crash reconstruction unit, and they're going to call out investigations. Some of our investigators are equipped specifically for phone downloads to be able to see all the activity that took place on that phone leading up to that crash. In Illinois, there is a law on the books that if you are found to have been distracted behind the wheel and you committed or you caused a crash that ended up in a fatality, that is actually a Class 4 felony that is on the books to be able to charge somebody. Basically, you could become a felon just because you're dealing with a phone behind the wheel.
Was driving home between Moline and Galesburg last night, and the one other thing I thought of was there are a few areas of construction zones between here and there. That, I imagine, must make things a whole lot worse if distracted driving is involved, right?
Absolutely, and that's why one of the first laws that was on the books before any others were talking on the cell phone in a construction or school zone. They recognized first that those areas were of higher importance because they're even more unpredictable than just the regular roadway itself. Many don't understand that when you're talking on the phone, hands-free, hands-held, the second that you say hello, your mind goes to wherever that conversation is. So there's a study that's been done by the Cambridge Institute where they wired people up and they monitored their brain activity, and they were able to measure the amount of attention somebody was able to hold while driving down the road and talking. And basically they found that anybody driving down the road has about 50% what's called inattention blindness. That means you're only seeing half of what's happening on the roadway. So when you're going into that construction zone or you're going into that school zone or just driving down the road going home from work, you enter your neighborhood, maybe you don't see that child because you're so engrossed in a conversation that you don't see it, and that would be distracted driving in and of itself, and that's the problem that we're trying to get out there, not so much even for just the enforcement portion of it, but also education, because so many people just assume that it's okay to do.
One last question before we run out of time. I know there have been and will continue to be some special traffic enforcement details on both the state and local level regarding distracted driving. But I heard one person who was a little bit miffed, not so much that they got pulled over and were caught with a cell phone in their hand, but because the vehicle that pulled them over was unmarked. What would you say to that?
Well, I guess my response would simply be that we do have marked and unmarked vehicles out looking for these, and if you aren't paying close attention, which most distracted drivers are not, you're more than likely going to run across one of our unmarked vehicles and not even recognize it's a squad car until the bright lights come on behind you. So if you want to pick out those unmarked cars, maybe put the phone down so you can pay a little bit more attention to the vehicles that are around you versus what's happening on that cell phone.
All right, Illinois State Police District 7 Safety Education Officer Trooper Jason Wilson, thanks so much again, and I'm sure we'll be talking about something like this again soon, no doubt.
Well, there's a pretty good chance of that. Thank you for having me again.
Stay tuned. Sports and more coming up as Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.